With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sam Pets Radio, Australia's coolest podcast network.
There's only three things I know on this bitch of an earth. The PS5 is big. The McRib is back. And you're listening to Hey Fam.
Hey Fam, welcome to Hey Fam, the first ever episode that we'll be recording. From this point forward, they'll be joining us for all future episodes of Hey Fam. We have the Funko Pop versions of ourselves in a box in front of us. My name is Levins.
My name Jeff.
There you go. We ran through the tour that we were given by one of our listeners, Dave, aka Bouncy from the Hey Fam Discord, and he sent us an enormous box from the States. He sent it on Friday and somehow it got to us by Monday.
I want to say it looks like he's recycling. It's an Amazon box.
With skincare products on it.
I like to see that.
So we're going to start this episode by unboxing. Look, I think the world needs more audio unboxing.
Should we do this together?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, grab this.
So Angus has a one of those, what are they called again?
Like a leather man.
A leather man. Have you ever used it before?
Yeah.
You're just waiting. What kind of things do you use your leather man for?
I use it to like do these unboxings with my other podcast co-host.
Oh yeah, great.
When they make toys of us.
What's your favorite thing of the 40 things on your leather man?
This is literally the only one I use, and occasionally a screwdriver.
It's like a slightly serrated knife?
Yeah, it's a serrated knife. Okay. Let's call it that. I use this actually to slice up cardboard to fit into the recycling bin.
Okay, cool.
That's one of
And
the
you
best.
Obviously dangle it from a carabiner.
Carabiner. No, I have it on my belt right next to my Palm Pilot.
Is that the thing it's called though? Like the little
hook.
Little hooky thing?
Yeah, no, I have a belt with a holster for it, and next to it is my pager and my Palm Pilot.
Yeah, perfect.
So no matter where I am.
And then of course your big chain that's linked to your wallet.
Yeah, exactly, because people are always running me down.
So it's been about 1 minute. You've made about three centimeters of progress.
You asked the question,
Okay, we're cutting this box open. Don't cut it. The fucking Funko Pops in there, dude.
So he
told me that he's filled it with stuff. Like, obviously, we have our own Funko versions of ourselves in here. And then there's also a bunch of other Funko products. I'll narrate as you slice.
Oh, this is way easier.
Okay, he's cutting this box open.
Yeah.
And we're done. Okay, the tape is removed.
Remember that sword dude on YouTube?
Oh, that was awesome. Holy shit, this box is crammed. He said that, oh, we go, you've sliced into one of them already.
That's all right. Hopefully it's yours.
Damn, you've sliced into the MTV Moon person.
Oh no.
The MTV figure. So alright, so there's like 20 pops in here and a bunch of other stuff. He said there's some Pez in here for my kids.
Oh what?
But everything else is up for us.
What are they?
What's this? This is a character from a show called Wetmore Forest.
Nice.
You're a fan of Wetmore Forest?
Oh, we've got a Guy Fieri.
Oh, beautiful. The best Funko Pop ever made.
Yeah, which is nice. You can't have too many. So we have the MTV Moon, which I guess is like the trophy they give out.
Oh, fuck. I want this one. It's Steve Irwin, number 921. Steve Irwin, and he's holding a little baby crocodile.
Here's a hint. I'm thinking I'm back.
Wow. I'm thinking he's black.
Yeah.
In his clothes. His clothes are black.
His clothes.
John Wick. We got a John Wick.
Oh, we got a Mando.
Oh, perfect. We have a dead mouse.
Or as Kanye called him, Dead Mouse 5.
Yeah, perfect.
We got a Mandalorian. I don't know who will put
amazing.
Dibs on
you have cut into so many of these.
No, have I really?
Yeah, it's fine.
Which one?
All of them. Dead Mouse.
Well.
So, and we also have a Cuphead.
Oh, wow.
Black and white Cuphead.
That's
Cuphead
sick.
Plush.
We'll figure out that one.
There's some other little things on the side here.
Yeah, shit.
There's more boxes for you to cut into. Oh, wow. It's a limited edition Star Wars Mandalorian enamel pin. And he's holding...
Wow.
He's got a frog in his mouth.
That's tight. Okay.
I wanted to do this over video, but Angus said no.
He said it's bad for our brand.
Bad for our brand.
And you agree, right?
Yeah, sure. Okay. All right. So now we have like an individual box each.
I'll cut into this one. Unless it's yours.
Okay, Angus, please try not to destroy the goods inside here. These Funko Pops, you know, they lose the value if they are, if the box even has a single dent. But we would never resell gifts.
Never. Oh, wow, so, there's not just Funkos in here.
Holy shit, there's so much stuff in here.
Oh, wow.
Okay, more Cuphead stuff. Man, that's sick. The Cuphead vinyl collectibles.
There's no way I'm cutting through me. I am in.
Oh, wow. So there's Angus and... Well, do you think maybe this is your tailor-made box? Is everything in here for
maybe.
You? So you've got the Cuphead. You've got Cuphead and Mugman little collectible figures. They look awesome. You've got Guillermo del Toro
with glasses. And Hospice Morty.
Hospice Morty. Great. Alongside your Angus Funko Pop. Some Pez. There's Batman Pez.
We got Joker. Oh, baby, come on.
Batman and Joker Pez. And who else?
Joker, baby.
Two Jokers.
Well.
Well, there are four of them, right? Three Jokers. The comics right. Now, so maybe this is my box. Last little box.
Discovery.
Okay.
Damn.
Man, what a great start to the episode.
Yeah. What a lovely gift.
Imagine just getting sent express to your house 20 Funko Pops. That's more than both of us have in our house combined.
Yeah. I'm just being very delicate here.
Don't want to.
All right, there you go.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to open my box now. Okay, I can see the word horror written a bunch of times.
Are you scared?
So here is my Funko.
Wow, I love the special attention.
Oh man, it's good. I even tried to wear the closest thing to what my Funko Pop is wearing to the show tonight.
Yeah,
so I figured we could do a photo shoot afterwards. Okay, so I have another Hospice Morty. Big on. They must have had a lot of extra Hospice Morty. Can you describe Hospice Morty for a
moment? He looks like he's about to die.
Oh, cool. We have a little plastic bag featuring some capes and accessories for our Funko Pops.
Oh, hell yeah.
Because we chose that's mics right. and dollar bills. And then there's some capes wow. as well. I have... Oh, this is sick. This
oh,
one.
You're Kingpin.
Kingpin.
He it's is like a king, isn't
big,
he?
Big Marvel Comics Kingpin Funko Pop. we've got another Batman Pez. We have a bunch of Funko... Oh, some decals. So we can put some stickers... on our Funko if we want. Would you like your t-shirt to say soul music?
Yeah, I think so. I think
or like in calligraphy jazz.
Hey, I've always found myself the jazzier of the two, so
yeah, definitely. Yeah, that's kind of you. A little bit like your tattoo. It's a slimy pizza.
Oh yeah, hey, that's nice to have.
Okay, and finally the two boxes that say horror.
Decals are tight.
We have a Freddy Krueger.
Are you scared?
Spooky is. I'm gonna put this at the end of Archie's bed. Today he told me he was scared of all movies. and now...
Was he prompted even?
Oh, here we go. You can have this one. It's Pennywise, the clown.
Oh, yeah. That'll definitely scare him.
He's got his balloon. Wow. Wow. That is a lot of stuff.
This is crazy.
We could open a shop now.
I actually feel like Kevin Smith recording.
Yeah, totally. Just surrounded by Funko Pops.
Yeah.
This Dead Mouse one is hilarious.
Which one? Dead Mouse 5?
Dead Mouse 5, of course.
Can you play at my daughter's birthday? Damn. R.I.P. Kanye and Kim. We'll do a whole episode on that. Don't worry.
Yeah, wow. Okay, so we'll take a photo and put this
on. Oh, we'll put us in front.
I don't even know where I am.
Yeah, you're next to me.
Okay, great.
Oh, wait. No, you're underneath Hospice Morty.
which Hospice Morty?
Exactly.
So great that we have two Hospice Mortys.
Holy shit.
That is quite a pile. All right, we're going to put this in the Discord and on our Facebook page now. But thank you very much to Dave.
My camera is better.
Okay, well, you already are.
I was going to say, we'll use my photo.
Oh, okay, sure. I thought you were like telling me to use yours when you're already using it. Amazing haul. If any other companies that make an obscene amount of pop culture collectibles want to send us
I'm going to post it in the Discord now. That means nothing to you freeloaders, but if you're one of the generous ones. it's in there.
Yeah. So what are some other companies that could send us gear?
I had a real big e-scooter phase 2 weekends ago. I wouldn't mind an e-scooter company getting in touch.
What's the difference between an e-scooter and like a hoverboard thing from a while
ago?
Oh,
so an e-scooter is like you it has like a like you throttle it like a go.
Oh
like
yeah, right, cool. Okay, sweet.
Yeah,
and is it a
it goes like 30 k's.
It's not a Segway. It's a
no. It's not a Segway. It's like a scooter.
Okay, yeah, cool. Yeah.
Canberra was littered. Like you just go and unlock them with your phone's camera. You can leave them wherever you want.
Oh, so it's a scooter for people that don't want to slightly exercise when they scoot.
Yeah, so it could be like a 30-minute walk to the gallery or a 7-minute scooter. It's like right. Sick if you're trying to fit in a bunch of stuff in one day and don't want to like drive around.
This guy, he's drunk. He's been e-scoot pilled.
Oh, I was, yeah, it was great fun. I've always been an e-scooter fan. I did it a few years ago.
Really?
Me and Linda went wild in Brisbane a few years ago. We're up there for Laneway. They're sick. In New Zealand, I went e-scooter crazy.
Okay, that's cool.
They're sick. You're just kind of like, why wouldn't I be using
my favorite era of Hey Fam was when, or one of the best, was when you had a hoverboard in the house.
It was Steve's. Yeah, I missed that era
too. Rocked.
There were so many dents in the wall. I can't believe I got my Bond back. We just kept like slamming
Segway
into it,
dents,
winding ourselves on the ground and getting up and laughing and doing it again.
I miss Segways in general. I feel like they've gone.
Well, if you keep listening to this podcast, we'll have many.
Yeah, oh, that'd be great. If Segway could send us a care package.
No, I meant like verbal Segways.
Oh, okay.
We do them really well, I've noticed.
Absolutely, we're the best at it.
Yeah. Man, this lighting's nice.
Yeah, it's great.
Oh, there you go. Smart lights. There's a brand.
Yeah, if someone wants to send us more smart lights.
E-scooters, smart lights.
But I want like Rick and Morty themed smart lights.
Oh, yeah. I want like a giant pickle on the wall that I control with my phone.
That's sick.
What I really do want is a Monster Energy M light that you see at like 7-Elevens and stuff.
Okay.
Now, you can't get them online. I think you actually have to be like a vendor. So, if there's anyone out here who has a company who offers like vending services and are more than happy to let me use you as like a dummy company, I'm going to need to get that giant green M light and put it in my house.
Excellent.
Because I think there's something like starkly beautiful about it and sad at the same time.
Is it neon green? Or
yeah,
is it,
of course it is. Okay, great. It's like the...
Well, there was
like
that bright white monster for a while.
Oh, yeah. No, it's like, no. There are many different flavors, but there's only one logo and that's the M. Kind of like Vegas in that it's sadly beautiful. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like you
okay,
see a
sure.
shot of the strip and you're like, there is a beauty to it, but with that beauty comes like undeniable sadness.
Oh, it's the essence of Todd Phillips' Joker movie.
Absolutely. The Cruella de Vil film, which is essentially
Todd Phillips' Cruella de Vil.
She Joker. Girl Joker. This time the joke's on the dog.
What if a store contacted you and said, hey, we've got you the M, but it's actually the Mother Energy Drink logo, not the Monster Energy Drink?
Absolutely not.
What would you do with it?
Put
it upside down. It'd be DVW.
Yeah, I'd say this is actually now a Wonder Woman 84. This house stands Wonder Woman 84. Send me two of them. And if you've got an 8 and a 4, I'll be more than happy to take them off your hands.
I was driving over the weekend and there was we drove under a big billboard for Wonder Woman 84 in cinemas now. And B said, what the fuck? That movie came out in cinemas? I thought that was a TV movie. That's why.
Well,
it
Wonder
was
Woman
so
84.
Bad. Yeah,
that's such an ultimate burn.
Yeah, she couldn't believe that it was a theatrical released movie. I mean,
neither do
it
we.
Wasn't.
Yeah. But, well, was it here?
It was here. Yeah. I think everyone that watched it, not at the cinemas here, pirated it.
Yeah, I didn't pay for it, and I don't mind that going out on this publicly available podcast in which we've just received presents.
Yeah. So speaking of watching Warner Brothers DC Universe movies,
yeah,
we got the go-ahead, baby. We didn't think it would happen.
We were striking our own deals with our US brethren about how to grab a, we wanted to drink your milkshake, so to speak. Another cinematic classic.
So day and date worldwide, the Snyder Cut is coming out in Australia on March 18.
But I think as opposed to the 4-hour running time, it'll be 3 hours and 23 minutes.
Yeah, because it's coming to
Given binge.
So Binge, for those who don't know, is a service that Foxtel, our like big cable TV provider.
They say released. I say rushed out. They really needed to listen to the Miyamoto quote.
They were getting like... If you look up Binge on Twitter,
harassment.
You remember how for a while when HBO announced anything, every single reply
Watchmen.
Would be about
Snyder
Cut.
Snyder Cut, yeah.
Well, that's what this was like for Binge, an Australian.
They're like, you're
going to
love the antics of Leslie Knope and her colleagues in Parks and
Recreation. Well, because they're so bad at socials,
yeah.
That no one ever replies to their stuff except for whatever reason. Well, for the reason of the Snyder Cut, which is upset Snyder fans saying, are you going to get the Snyder Cut or what? What's going on? Let us know.
And like, so funny.
The weird thing is about Binge is they don't reply from their actual account. So they have @Binge is their actual account.
And they have Binge Help or something,
yeah,
right?
Binge_help. But you can write an angry message to @Binge.
And then @Help.
And then, yeah, and then @Binge Help, which doesn't even have a profile photo. And there's nothing.
That is so weird.
Yeah, it's very strange.
That is bad practice.
But anyway, that's where we and the best thing is that Binge is already has like an ad out for
oh yeah, there's like a holder page, right?
Yeah, for it. And the holder page says like Zack Snyder's Justice League, we live in a society is the tagline.
It's just okay, whoever did that's great.
But do you think they know that it's funny that they did that?
I think I honestly do. I think Binge don't.
Yep.
I think the intern at Binge does. And I think that they would have said like, oh, it's a line from the trailer, don't worry about it. And then they know.
Yep.
But I also think Warner Brothers know exactly what they're doing with that line.
Yeah. I don't think Warner Brothers know what they're doing ever. So
You know, we may as well go into it at one point or another, but that bigger Vanity Fair piece about the man, the myth, the legend, Zack Snyder. Was that out today? Was that released today? Like a big ass?
Yesterday or today, yeah.
Yeah, I read that before we recorded tonight. I think it was like one part drumming up sympathy piece, two part anybody who was attached to the Whedon cut saying like, oh no, none of us liked it. Like it just seemed so revisionist history.
Yeah, all of the everyone at Warner Brothers being like, "Oh, we all knew it was actually bad."
Yeah,
what?
Then why did you release it? Then why did you spend like so much money removing a mustache?
It's so insane that like by saying that, and then like the Snyder fans are like, "Yes, they're admitting that like this company
everything
lied to
doing
us,
in the
and
last
it's fine."
Year has been
just because they admitted they lied to us, everything's fine.
Like, yeah, it's everything they've done in the last year has just been like, I can't wait for it to be studied at like a business school or like an entertainment college. You know those real institutes that exist. But they said, what was the other thing? They were like, so Zack Snyder left. He was the architect of like the universe, which we knew. Which is insane. But they were like, no one liked that his characters were dark and unrelatable and godly. And so why get this guy? And
don't you remember all the reports that were like, everyone knew that Zack Snyder was a problem and it was the main reason that these movies were failing? And
yeah. Like, there was the common denominator. Like, he was the only thing.
Yeah, for sure. That but was like, linked. Yeah. Like, they worked out very early on that, like, not very, way too late, but. Like,
after BVS, right?
Where it was like, shit, we need to quickly, like, write this.
This and they were sending, like, Jeff Johns and another guy down to, like, insert quips on set for him or something.
Yeah.
It was so bonkers. One part that, like, blew my mind was when they were like, we want an MCU. Where the characters are, there was a, you know, I'm paraphrasing, but they were like, the characters in MCU are like everyday people who get extraordinary powers, which is like extremely relatable.
Mm.
And DC characters are as well, but Zack's take on them is that they're all like tragic fallen gods and are unrelatable is their biggest like character trait.
Yeah, for sure.
That they can't relate to people. And I mean, it doesn't take like a rocket scientist to know like that in the wrong, like ham-fisted hands or like that's fine for one character, but have your whole team be these like disjointed, disarrayed like people. It's just so bonkerinos.
Yeah.
And yeah, they're just like, gee, I wonder why no one's liking this. And it's like, what do you mean? Like it's yeah, it was insane.
The best thing about the article is all the things that Warner was able to scrap and not include in Zack Snyder's original vision. And one of these things included that he wanted Bruce Wayne and Lois Lane to have a relationship.
Yeah.
I guess with like in the half an hour that Superman is dead.
Yeah,
for.
Batman's like dicking her. He's like, fuck, your mom's Martha cool too, nice. And it's like fingering her in the Batmobile. But then it was like, and then he was gonna be like, she doesn't love me. She loves Superman still. And it's like, yeah,
and
shit.
And that's what inspires him.
To get the Justice League together?
No, to try and get Superman back for this
for
woman.
For a threesome.
Yeah.
He's like, damn, if she won't
I want Superman to finger me in the Batmobile.
If she won't, well, as Zack Snyder said, and this is not us riffing, he said, my Batman gets raped. Maybe this would have been it.
Yeah, he was like, you think Frank Miller was fucked
no,
up?
No, he says, you think Chris Nolan's Batman. Oh, right. He's like, it was when Nolan's Batman was out and he's like, yeah, blew my mind that everyone's like, finally a realistic Batman. He's like, that's not realistic. Realistic is going to jail and getting raped. And it's like, all right, man.
Can you imagine that? It'll be like this super long wide shot. You'd see like
slow motion.
You'd see like 10 prison cells each side of the screen.
Yeah.
And it'll be like this warm yellow light coming out of all but one of them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then you can just see like...
And then we could have a Son of the Master
two
moment
hands.
Where the like Kryptonian sperm, we see it goes in. It's like Krypton sperm with like S's on
also
it.
Also, Superman's who does the raving.
Oh, well, yeah, because he's like brings him back and he finally wants to smash Lois, but he can only do it. He made a Blood Brothers pact.
Cum Brothers pact
with Superman upon his return. He's like, if I bring you back. I love one of the things the article was too, was like, this ain't your quippy Joss Whedon's Justice League. Superman wears a black suit. I was like, well, fuck, okay, I take back everything I've said. Because that worked out so well for Spider-Man 3.
Yeah, no. Man, and I, they're saying like, oh.
Oh, and the fucking photos that were included.
The one of the Joker?
Unbelievable.
He looks like someone doing a Beetlejuice cabaret show.
But he's just like the illusion, like, you know, this motherfucker's obsessed with alluding that every character is Christ-like. And it's just like the cunt is literally wearing a crown of thorns on his head.
I forgot about that.
And like praying. And it's just like, no, the Joker isn't Christ. Like,
you can't just make everyone in your movie Jesus.
It's so funny. It's so fucking funny. He's obsessed with making everyone Jesus.
Oh man, he's such a hack. I can't believe.
I know.
I can't believe he got his way, and he's. I can't believe we have to watch 4 hours.
He didn't get paid for it.
Really?
Yeah. The thing he said, he didn't get paid, but he at least got 100% creative vision. He was given budget to finish it, but he didn't get paid because he's already technically paid for it.
Right.
At one point, they contacted him like a year ago or 2 years ago, and were like, "Let's just release." He had basically a black and white cut on his computer with no completed music or special effects that he kept to like show friends. And remember those rumors were coming out? They're like, oh, there is like an incomplete version which runs for hours and people have murmured and said they've seen it. So that kind of, I guess, is true. And then the studio was like, how about we release that online for people for free? And he's like, no, give me money to actually finish it. Because then he's like, and this is one thing I agreed with him, which is something I never thought, well, not agreed, but he's rational thinking. No, I tell you, his way of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
He said no because then when it like predictably doesn't perform well, like review wise, because it's an incomplete film, you guys can say, "Well, we told you so; it was bad."
Sure.
And he's like, "Let me finish it, and then you can say that."
So he was booted off before he finished filming, right?
That article doesn't really say it. It says like his daughter died, and then there were problems all the way from the top of Warner Brothers with their like now canceled president who was like Me Too'd. But a lot of people were basically like, yo, we got the wrong guy to steer this ship. And they kept sending like minders on set, like Jeff Johns and another guy to like just basically babysit him every day.
Right.
And they were like putting pressure on him and like removing things. And they were just watching Infinity War make money and like these movies making like barely half of what they were making. And I think basically they were like, why isn't now MCU working? And he left his daughter suicided.
Which is tragic.
So tragic. Yeah. So he was like, that was the battle we were going to fight, like pick, like deal with our daughter's death rather than kind of move. Joss Whedon was brought on and he was like, it wasn't Zach's idea. The studio said it was. And now it's been recanted that it wasn't. He was brought on to make it more quippy. And Zach said like, oh, I was excited to work with him and was actually looking forward to like what he would bring to the movie. Like, and help me out.
Yeah, I
am. But even then, like, just the idea of, like, bringing in the guy who did it for the other team
so
to
weird.
Help you out.
Yeah, totally.
And it was a part, and yeah, I think at that point, this is so funny.
They've done
this
it again with like James Gunn for Suicide
totally.
Squad.
Yeah. And this sounds like a sentence from the 90s, but it was because he was at that point doing Batgirl, which is so reductive. Like, imagine getting Joss Whedon to do the first Batgirl movie. Like, in light of everything that's been known for a long time, it has come out, especially recently, of him being like, you know, Creepazoid number one.
Yeah, so I am. I never want to hear from Joss Whedon except for I want to hear his side of the story for Justice League, and I hope we get that.
Well, I still think like Zach's. Well, he was reached out to the thing and refused everything.
Yeah, that's anything. What I mean. He hasn't said shit.
Zach's
about
still
it.
Being very mum on it because I think like until this movie's released, he won't say anything. I mean, who knows what's next? We know Affleck is returning in The Flash.
Well, I mean, isn't he doing a
Netflix movie.
Is it a Netflix movie for Army of the Dead?
Yeah, of the Dead. Yeah.
That's his first movie, right? That's
his first film. No, his first movie is Dawn of the Dead.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think it's unrelated to that. It's just another the Dead movie.
Okay, sure.
It's like a heist movie in Vegas.
With zombies in it.
Yeah.
That seems like it would call for jokes, but he's not good at those.
He's not a funny guy.
So that's weird.
It's probably set at a church at Vegas, so at least there's some Christ allusions.
So he's also been hinting that at the end of the Snyder Cut, there's going to be a cameo, a celebrity cameo that will
character cameo
that will blow everyone's socks off.
I hope it's the old Wonder Woman from 1984.
I reckon it's going to be Jesus Christ.
It has to be at
like
this
he's
point.
Been he's been making enough characters Jesus. He just may as well do it.
Or it would be great if he Grand Moff Tarkin's just Heath Ledger's Joker.
Okay, perfect.
Just like. Well,
yeah, sure.
He's in mine now.
Heath Ledger.
Now he's in mine too.
And all he just shows up and goes, and away we go.
Or he says, we live in a society.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. And then Joaquin Phoenix walks on, it's like a first end game for all Jokers.
Or it's a like Spartacus moment.
So I am Joker.
So no, it's him saying, we live in a society. We live in a society.
And then Joaquin, we live in a
Jack
society.
Jack Nicholson. We live in a society.
Yeah. Mark Hamill.
Okay, yeah, of course.
Caesar.
We live in a society.
Yeah.
I'll give me another Joker. Jared Leto in Suicide Squad.
Yeah. I can't wait for them to explain like the difference in cadence of his delivery and just why he
I hope that like when Joker shows up in Suicide Squad, he like, oh, just give me 1 second, then he takes his grill out.
Yeah.
Like and wipes the tattoos off his head.
No more fun and games, Batman.
Yeah. And then his hair automatically grows out long.
I really hope we get that yacht scene at the post credit scene with
Deathstroke.
Lex Luthor
better be. Jesse Eisenberg is back in this. That would be
I'm walking
so
out of
funny.
My house and demanding like, my money back if Jesse Eisenberg is not in this.
I'm kind of like
that was inspired casting.
Exactly, no, and it's also like an inspired performance.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily a good one.
It's like, it's at least channels Nicolas Cage.
At least someone's like, having fun with the role in that movie. Yeah. No one else is fun.
Nicolas Cage would be a great Lex Luthor.
I mean, he was about to be Superman at one point.
That's what I mean. He would have been a great Lex Luthor.
Yeah.
Just shave that head off and get him like being bonkers.
I wonder if he gets brought back into the superhero world soon.
Imagine
he's
brought back
because he's almost been in Flash. DC and he's almost and
he was
he's
in Marvel
in Ghost
back
Rider.
In the day in Ghost Rider. Yeah. Imagine if he's brought back in Flash as Superman for a scene. That'd be fucking
imagine
beautiful.
If he's in Spider-Verse as Ghost Rider and he pisses fire.
Or as Black and White Spidey.
Oh shit, yeah, of course. He's in two Marvel characters.
Yeah,
cool. And he's what big
always
daddy.
A Marvel, never an MCU.
I think Kick-Ass is owned by it was owned by
DC
Marvel,
or no, Image. No, it was owned by Marvel.
Well, the Icon published it, but I think now it's creator owned. Anyway, don't know. Who gives a shit?
I ain't kicking ass.
The Snyder Cut. I can't believe it's real. I can't believe it's coming out.
It's insane, dude.
So I guess the 18th of March. What day is that?
Because
we're taking the day off work. It's the Thursday, so that works good for Hey Fam. I assume it'll air at like 6 p.m.
Does it say on the holding page what time it gets here?
It's
6
hard
p.m.
to
makes
get
sense.
Good details from Binge. Out of Binge, yeah.
Should we add Binge and then just turn notifications on for
Binge
underscore
help? Yeah. But yeah, no. I guess that's gonna be like one of the weirdest days of the year.
I guess we better.
And then
do.
Waiting for like the like.
So what do we do? Are we gonna watch it and then record after or record the following
week? Everyone listening, let us know what you would like us to do.
That's gonna be hours of our time. Like, we won't sleep till like...
I'm not watching it more than once.
No, I'm just saying. No, I mean the night it comes out. We're going to watch it. That's 4 hours minimum.
Six
we're not talking
ten.
About like piss breaks or anything. I don't think we're going to have it in us to record.
We do one episode of...
Instant reaction.
Beforehand?
No, I reckon we do...
Before it comes out? Like,
okay.
You know,
okay.
We set the scene. Okay.
Okay.
Not what I was expecting.
No, that is sick. That's a good idea.
And then we do a reaction episode.
Predictions, etc.
Yeah, I love it. And we should know, and we should set up bingo rules as well, and then even put
Fantastic.
That episode out before so people can like listen to it.
All right,
with enough
cool.
time before.
Yeah, it's gonna be a very busy week for us. But this
I'm
is like,
be
hey,
in,
fan
I'm
Christmas.
Gonna be in the kitchen for like 3 hours cooking.
Do you
wanna
use mine?
Are you gonna
do it? Are you gonna do it at home and bring it here?
I'll prep as much as I can at my house and bring it over.
Your kitchen is just.
We might just eat a really good burger with some fish and chips in it. And
why don't we do that?
And
just use imagination of the mind for the rest.
It is fun to kind of like.
We're walk, also gonna feel so sick though.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a 4 hour movie. None of which
is. Do you call it a
good.
Movie at this point? Or do you just call
cult.
It like...
Call to arms for alt-right movement.
Yeah.
I told you. People.
It's a storming of the Capitol.
Absolutely. Number two.
Yeah, it is.
So yeah, that's the Snyder Cut coming out on 18th of March to Binge.
Fuck, it's less than a month away.
I mean, I am grateful that Binge have that weird thing where they speed things up. So at least we can waste slightly
well,
less time watching it.
Well, I'm curious if it will be. Because maybe it won't be. Because if it's... I think the things that are sped up are things that they put on...
No, everything. It's everything. Sped up. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's sick, man.
Like the running time of like when we watched all the Bourne movies. Oh, they're yeah. all like 7 to 10 minutes faster.
It's on binge. So funny.
It's still weird. It's still so
no
weird.
Explanation.
And no one except like your mate Nick. Lloyd has
Lloyd's had the balls to question it.
I know, and to us the top and every week of this down. Podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great shit. Good work.
Binge, I guess.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So, on another streaming service, there's not HBO Max. I'm talking about Disney Plus. We got a new channel.
Yeah, you can listen to everything that's on that on a paid episode.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, a couple of weeks ago on Pay
FM. I don't know
if
we should talk about it.
I read through it a PDF.
Unless you want me to tap out this early in the first app.
Well, with every single movie and TV show I read out from that PDF on that episode of Pay FM.
I'll give you a minute.
But they were lying to us because there were things... There are things on Star, which is the new channel on Disney Plus, which weren't in that PDF.
Yes.
Like all 10 seasons of Futurama.
Yes.
And that is fucking awesome.
All right. And is that it for Star?
Do you have anything more? Have you been
no,
watching
No, I don't
want
to talk about Star at all.
Why not?
Just that last episode, I've still got some NAMM flashback. I hear the choppers. I hear the PDF pages flipping.
You loved it. By the end, you were like,
Oh, it was Stockholm Syndrome. I realized on the drive home. Okay. I was like, no, this was actually... I have nothing else to add to
well,
that.
Well, it's the second
Look, what I'm meaning to say is it's been about 20 minutes. We haven't really spoken about Son of the Mask.
Okay, let me just... quick, I watched Solar Opposites, which is the new show by Justin... What's his name? Who did Rick and Morty.
Is that a cartoon?
It's a new cartoon.
Okay, how you should have said that was... Star. It's a cartoon much like Cleveland Show, which stars Jamie Kennedy as a guest voice character.
Yeah, for sure, of course. And then we'll get to that
then
too.
I'm listening.
That's on Star as well.
But that then
so
I'm listening.
If you're on Disney Plus, you can get all of the Seth MacFarlane shows.
You've got
Family Guy. You've
Family
got Cleveland
Guy.
Show and you've got American Dad. But yeah, so Justin, is it Roiland? Is that his name?
I don't know.
Yeah, from Rick and Morty. Yeah. He and another dude.
Not Dan Harmon.
Yeah, Dan Harmon's not
Dan
involved.
Dan Harmon hasn't been cancelled. He seems that same energy.
He almost was like 100 times.
I think, no, he's like actually very agent of chaos about it. Like he goes to cancel himself.
I dare always. You to cancel me.
Yeah. Or he gets drunk and like goes live and is like, Chevy Chase is a cunt. And then everyone's like, yeah, okay. Like, I guess we can't cancel him.
But yeah, so Solar Opposites is...
Is there a more detested dude in the biz than Chevy Chase? Everyone's just hated him since like the 70s, right?
Yeah, he still gets work. So I guess...
I don't know if he does.
I feel like a more detested person.
I don't think he gets work.
Well, he got Community.
But then he was fired from it.
Yeah, after like four seasons?
No, he was like fired midway through, I think.
It was they were pretty far.
It was pretty unceremonious too.
But
I just think we could read reviews on Binge on the App Store.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, I know. If we're gonna be reading anything that's pre-written tonight,
I'm not reading any pre-written stuff. Right. Even though you went to Hurricanes, a rib place, for dinner.
I'll read the menu out.
I got really excited about reading that.
Yeah,
menu.
No, I'll read it out. And
you
I'll
just
tell you
say the
I
word.
Am.
You say the word.
Yeah, yeah.
But so Solar Opposites is this new show. By
oh,
Justin
you better
Roiland.
Believe we had Crownies as well.
It's just Rick and Morty. Like the main character is an alien. The aliens crash land on Earth and they want to get off Earth. Yeah. Except the main alien is like this like older, like, you know, Ricky kind of character who is into science and is always repairing the spaceship and knows all about like
it's
time travel and space travel and stuff like
it's
that.
It's insane how like similar it is.
And then the other aliens are like way more eager and like, you know, excited to be on Earth and like, oh, wow, gee, you know, blah, blah, why don't you just give it a chance, huh? Like, it, yeah. So it is, but it feels, something feels off about it. So it reminds me heaps of when American Dad started, when it was like,
we're just like, this is
pretty
family
much Family
Guy,
but like, there's a goldfish that talks now. And
oh, yeah. What is it in this one? Is it, do they have like a pet human?
Well, they're all aliens.
I'm just getting a kitty on mic.
Guys, good photo of your cat.
Yeah.
But yes, yeah, so Solar Opposites is on there.
Because that's
of
a Hulu show, isn't it?
I guess it must be, yeah. In spite of all my criticism of it, like it just being essentially like a strange, like, you know, an otherworldly Rick and Morty, it was still pretty entertaining.
You giggled?
The first episode I watched.
Audible laughing.
I giggity giggled.
That's exactly. I actually got a Bible app. I might get that for my TV.
Awesome. And read some reviews of the Bible app. It's only got a review of 3.7.
Yeah, lame. Oh, wow.
Documentaries about Jesus.
Films. It's great. It's like all free media about Jesus. Oh, that's tight. That'd actually be funny. I might watch that one night.
Watch. There's about 8 hours of movies about Jesus.
This is what we're... No, this is... it's the same as Justice League.
This is literally... Zack Snyder's
guys, here's a hack. If you download Bible app on Apple TV, you're watching Justice League, essentially.
Do you subscribe to BritBox, the British TV streaming service?
Holy shit.
It says streaming, but my mind went British, like, and steaming, like steaming
steampunk
steam,
British.
Steam beans.
Oh, steam beans. Yeah. This is we go.
Nigella Lawson.
This is
Mr. Bean.
Yeah,
they got everything on here.
Alan Partridge.
Keeping
Faulty
up.
Faulty Towers. Vicar of Dibley.
The Young Ones is on there. Blackadder.
Doctor Who.
Look
wow.
at all that shit.
Yeah, Big I'm box. Not gonna do this anymore.
But yeah. The few things that I'm annoyed aren't on there.
Yeah.
Because I was like, fuck, if Futurama's on here, then surely King of the Hill is on here.
It's not.
That is like, of all things that I want to just stream.
Oh, wow. I just fired up the App Store and look what's on there, the opening.
Yep, there you go.
What's it called? Oddworld?
I keep forgetting. It's a really forgettable name. It is called Solar Opposites.
Well, I'm calling it Oddworld still.
Yeah. The other thing, Malcolm in the Middle. That should be on there too.
Is it? It's not on there?
I forgot to check that one. Let's see. If it is, I'll be stoked. Should I consult the PDF or should I just search myself? There is no Malcolm in... Oh, I spelled it wrong. There's no Mac Cole. But is there a Malcolm in the Middle?
Well, the reviews are one star and say horrible app.
Of Binge?
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
it's beautiful. I love that. I love to read that.
Put Malcolm in the Middle and King of the Hill. King of the Middle, Malcolm of the Hill,
either or
on Disney Plus. That'd be sick.
That's from the top, folks.
It's crazy. Like, it feels because I have like the kids stuff. It's like, oh, we notice you watch a lot of children's programming.
We notice you're a fucking baby.
Do you want to put a parental lock on?
Oh yeah,
so your kids can't watch R.
Yeah, no,
movies.
We got that as well. Okay, I think it's my dad called asking for like the password change update and stuff.
Oh, that's great.
Because he's I think it's like mandatory.
Angus, Daddy wants to watch R18.
Daddy wants to find Sean Connery films, the naughty ones.
Yeah.
Speaking of your children, can you please elaborate on your son telling you today that he hates movies?
No, he didn't say he hates movies. He said he actually said, I'm scared of every movie. And I was like, why? He's like, because movies have problems in them and I don't like problems.
Does this guy like know what life is all about?
No, he just has anxiety.
I have anxiety.
Yeah, but you're not 7.
I was once.
I don't think you had anxiety when you were 7.
No, I was...
Kids get... like shit affects them weird.
Yeah, kids are weird. It's that garbage. It's the shitty kids shows.
No, I think it's like, you know, like he hasn't been able to do anything normal in the last year and a bit.
But he did hate movies before that.
It's true, but
he's done. He goes to school every day.
Yeah,
he socializes.
But there's just like things that he can't do. I don't know. I mean,
watch movies then.
Living through. Yeah, I know. I know. You would think he'll love his
literally.
Hey, look, we got him building Lego. We got him playing Mario games.
Yeah.
Have you been playing much more 3D World?
Yeah, actually, it was paused as you came in.
And oh, you finished Bowser's Fury?
Yep.
You 100%ed it?
100%ed it.
What did you think?
It was great. Yeah, some of the controls I did find like quite a few times I was like, fuck, I wish this was Odyssey controls. Just like,
yeah, sure.
The 8 directions. And like, I found when you were traveling in pipes and you wanted to go up or down, the response was really bad for like wanting to turn left or right.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Not have to do full loops and then like miss like blue coin shit sometimes. But I did think it was like, kudos to them for like absolutely maxing the fuck out of the 3D World engine.
Yeah, totally.
My big takeaway from it is scrap all 2D platforming Marios and just release 3D World series and huge proper 3D Mario games. Like,
yeah.
Like, you know, on odd years. Like, I think I said it last pod, like this game to me is the closest to a true sequel to Super Mario World.
Mm-hmm.
Minus the Cape and Yoshi.
Yeah.
I think it's like super similar with like, you know, secret routes and like secret worlds you can unlock. And there are some similarities, but I just think some of the level design too is like those like short genius moments like you get in Mario World, which you haven't really seen done as well. But I just think like keep 3D world, like just ditch the 2D games. There's such a strong history of them that if
or know, do a really inspired pixel art one.
Or do an inspired pixel art one. But that's Mario Maker, I think. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but like, I want like in a new style. I don't want them trying to recreate the old style ones.
See, I don't want them to do a new style one. I think like Nintendo...
Well, I mean, in a way that they gave Zelda to the Cadence of Hyrule guys, the Crypt of the Necro Dancer guys. Like, I would love for them to be like a beloved indie studio, make a fucking 2D Mario game.
It'll never happen.
So good,
that would never
happen. Why do we get Cadence of Hyrule then?
Because like they're less precious with Zelda then.
They don't give a fuck about Zelda.
The Philips CDI.
They're not even celebrating Zelda's birthday.
The ex-president of Nintendo America celebrated Zelda's birthday.
Yeah, Reggie.
Reggie fired off a tweet just saying, happy birthday, Zelda. And he's so excited for Breath of the Wild 2. It's like, yeah, so are we.
Nintendo.
We'll be going through the Nintendo Direct minute to minute. We're going to play it and we're going to turn the volume down and just... air out.
Yeah, Angus and I have spent all weekend roasting Nintendo over the text, and we have to do a full episode dedicated to that direct. I mean, it's so annoying because
I went in expecting nothing, and I'm once again so glad I did. But I even walked away disappointed.
I know, that's the thing.
I went in expecting nothing.
Because part of you was like, maybe.
I thought at least we're going to get like a fucking brief trailer of Breath of the Wild 2. Like, we can't give you a release date yet, but here's a little look at it. I thought at least that. And we didn't even get that. Like, that was not a surprise because we've known about that game for, 2 years now?
Yeah.
With that, and that's like the weirdest trailer they ever released. It wasn't even a... Could you even call it a trailer?
Oh, I loved it though.
Yeah, but it was just so weird. It was like a
taste of what the thematic kind of trailer.
You're underground.
Yeah. But it was cool. It felt new and different. It did feel new. In that engine, yeah.
But like, I was expecting at least a little like... And here's like another 30-second trailer and a title.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, yeah.
No.
And a window, you know, of when we can expect it. Even if they were like, it's not coming out this year.
Fucking worst shit ever.
God, that was a really embarrassing time to be a Nintendo fan. And there are many of those.
Nintendo.
Yeah. So we'll get into that. The direct that maybe they shouldn't have had. That came out the morning after we last recorded Hey Fam. That's going to be in PayFam this week, which you can go in here at patreon.com/HeyFam.
You know you're a podcast pro when you're like... Ford selling at something that we don't even know if it exists yet. Like, we might get a shot any minute now.
Or we might accidentally talk about Son of the Mask for an hour.
I mean, probably. Because,
I got lots of Jamie Kennedy news. He still hasn't done the Son of the Mask videos. He said that he'd
already recorded. Released like three other ones.
Having an editor work on them.
Oh, of course he is. He doesn't... Trust me, if these were edited by him, there'd be a lot more... I'm trying to think of a not racist way to say it. Accents. You know what I mean? I think this editor is probably...
But also part of me thinks that maybe he's onto us and is like, oh no, these guys that roast me every single week on their podcast have willed this video into existence.
He would love it. He'd be like, you listen here, you little nerds. You little virgins. I'm going to fucking take you on. I was in Scream. You know, he's like that baby voice.
Yeah.
He'd say something like that. What have you ever done?
So have you watched... recently they unearthed, because in 2007 he hosted EA
Yes,
Games.
I actually watched this. I forgot to report. I'm sorry. I watched this before I watched...
E3 panel. Yeah.
Before last week's episode. I watched it when Noon and I were fine, but then I was sidetracked by realizing every one of his jokes are about customer service.
That one, yeah.
Three separate stand-ups over the span of like 15 years, and they're all about waiting services. I have seen the failed E3.
He hosts an E3 conference, and in front of like, you know, largely like games journalists,
he's
just calling them all virgins
nerds.
And like,
he's just like, wow, you all came out of your fucking basement for this, you
and
beep.
Every single joke like just flops, and then he's like, come on, like,
yeah, it's exactly the same energy as his New Year's Eve's one where he's like, come on, like, I love when a comedian, like, it is legit Tim Heidecker gear, like,
yeah, it's insane,
yeah.
So, you know, obviously when you Google his name and things that you know he's done, you're not surprised when you see him show up. But boy howdy was I surprised when he showed up this week in a trailer for a new movie featuring another dark horse of Hey Fam, and that is the one and only Jeremy
Somebody
Piven.
Haunted, I guess you could call it, what, 7 seasons worth of episode titles.
Yeah, so Jeremy Piven is in a new movie. It looks like a little indie flick.
It looks like it was shot on an iPhone 8.
It's being distributed by IFC Films. It's coming out later this year. It's called.
It's definitely not coming out.
It's called Last Call. It was originally known as the movie was originally called Crabs in a Bucket.
Now that to me is something I'd want to watch.
Yeah, for sure. And apparently there's already multiple movies called Last Call. So who knows?
Oh yeah, it's such a generic ass title.
In the trailer, Jeremy Piven plays a boy from the neighborhood.
I love a descriptor that's so so descriptive.
It's so funny. Like there's so many like that. Like you said, like why do people think anyone cares about Irish Americans?
Oh yeah, it's like the story I've heard way too many times.
It's like
I've seen Gangs of New York.
It's always set in like the modern ones are like it's either Boston, Philly, or Jersey.
Yeah.
This one's set in.
And it's always about a guy who made it big somewhere, comes back. Oh, Mr. Big Shot's back. You were too good for us.
We've all seen Entourage, they perfected that storytelling.
Oh,
you
didn't stay here and go bald like the rest of us. You tried chasing the dream. Oh, and what? Now you're going to try and fuck the girl you went to prom with?
So the plot is a man returns to his South Philadelphia neighborhood when he inherits his family's pub following his mother's death. Please, everyone, go and watch the trailer for Last Call.
Yeah.
Because the cast
Piven looks like shit, and Jamie Kennedy looks like that shit.
It's insane how bad Jamie Kennedy, how old he looks.
Jamie Kennedy looks absolutely revolting. Jamie Kennedy looks like...
you sound like Trump. Jamie Kennedy's disgusting.
I'll probably sue him. That'd be fun.
He's disgusting both inside and out.
Jamie Kennedy looks like when, like, Deadpool has his mask off. I was at the pet store yesterday buying like a harness for my cat because my cat at my house got fumigated today because I had some, as you know, some
you had a roach problem, bro. Yeah. I was going
to
say.
So I've had pest control in. So, you have to leave the house unless you want to.
Yep.
Heaven's Gate situation on your hands where
yep.
me and Kitty like, you know, hey, this one's, let's go out together. But at the pet shop yesterday, there was like a mother like in her 40s and she had a Deadpool face mask on.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like, nice. That's just sick. Like, very I like, cool. I hope it wasn't like her teenage son she grabbed. And she's just like, no, my favorite hero is one that quips and breaks the fourth wall.
Yeah.
Like that's a vibe.
So the cast for Last Call is Jeremy Piven.
Yeah.
Taryn Manning.
Who's that?
She's that blonde chick. She's in Orange is the New Black.
Sure.
She plays the love interest, I guess. Zach McGowan.
Jeremy Piven is at least twice
Zach McGowan,
her age.
Who's like this tank of a dude that was in Terminator Salvation and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, wow.
He plays like a... like I guess like the, like one of the many drunk friends.
Oh yeah,
of Jeremy Piven.
He looks like a guy who would say yes to any role, and I don't mean that disrespectfully.
Yeah, Sherry
Isn't
O'Terry.
That Stephen Baldwin territory? You know what I mean? Like
definitely Sherry O'Terry is in there, the SNL.
Oh yeah,
gal. And then Bruce Dern is in it. Old man Bruce Dern,
Laura Dern's dad.
And then we have Jamie Kennedy playing like is he like
a barman
owner?
Or something? Yeah, he's got like a ponytail.
Yeah. He has a lot of lines in the trailer.
Yeah, like he has more lines in this than he does in Ad Astra.
It's bizarre that they were like, yeah, let's make him be like the comic relief and give him lots of lines.
I want to know when it was shot.
Yeah, true. I wonder.
Because it looks like a movie that's been sitting on a shelf for like
here we go. Filming
years.
Took place in September 2019 in New Jersey. So not too long ago.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's the Last Call. Go watch the trailer.
I was on Piven's wiki after you sent it. And
we all were, baby.
Wow. That's ever the sexual misconduct allegations subwiki multiple paragraph.
Oh,
if
really?
Ever there were. Oh, yeah. Several.
Fuck. How many allegations?
Heaps.
Brutal.
Yeah, yeah. During the Me Too and stuff. A lot of people came forward from back from like the 80s.
I was reminded this week that he plays extremely effeminate gay man in the movie Rush Hour 2.
So I would have watched that clip. And I would have said, that's strange that you're walking away with that. I just see a man who's into fashion selling clothes to the lead characters. But no, the clip you sent me is literally called Rush Hour 2-Gay Guy.
Yeah, in inverted commas.
And then I'm like, oh, okay, so he's gay. Cool.
Yeah, yeah. He's a guy
once
who's
again,
gay.
The YouTube title was as subtle as the imagery of Zack Snyder.
And Jeremy Piven's portrayal of a gay person is less subtle than Big Gay Al from South Park.
Yeah, no, it makes Big Gay Al look like a multifaceted.
Yeah.
Like, you know, actually his impression of a gay man is awfully similar to Jamie Kennedy's impression of a Japanese waitress. In which that I developed like dental problems from the amount of grinding I was doing during the cringe.
I have to wear a mouth guard.
I wake
thing.
Up with a sore ass jaw every morning now.
We haven't been to the dentist in a decade, so maybe you should go and they'll get you a cool one.
Yeah, I'm thinking I'm going to. I wake up. I think I like grind in
my sleep. So they do like a 3D scan of your teeth, and then they 3D print out what your teeth look like.
Yeah,
so if people want that, I have a mold of my teeth.
I need that.
Then they get.
So for when I commit crimes and frame you, I'm gonna bite my way into like the Louvre or something.
So then they make like it's like plasticky kind of like mold of that then you wear over your own teeth to stop yourself from grinding.
Yeah, like a mouth guard, right?
Yeah.
Does it work?
It's awesome. Like it shows where you grind because they'll be like it'll be wearing away.
You're grinding.
Yeah, grinding. I need it for when I like grinding. Grinding. Good song.
Great song.
When I play video games where there's like hard bosses, that's when I grind my teeth.
Do you have to pop them in? Yeah.
I'm thinking about it.
I'm doing it when I see Jamie Kennedy stand up.
We all are.
Because I'm like, why am I watching Can't Tail My Eyes Off of You?
But the dentist was like, oh, what color do you want it in? And I was like, I don't care. Like glow in the dark pink if you want. And she was like, really? And I was like, yeah, whatever. And I have a glow in the dark pink.
You should have gone top one. Orange, bottom one green. So like from a distance, it looks like you have Jamie Kennedy's mask character in your
have
mouth.
Have you eaten the mask?
Yeah. Hey Siri, don't you just love Halloween?
Finally. Your Siri's like...
Yeah, I've got to restart my modem. Oh, the lights didn't work.
With the sound, that's fine. You can just tell the podcast, the listeners, that the lights did go green. 5%.
Hey Siri, 6%, stop.
6% green, shake your booty.
Yeah.
Shake your ass like this, shake it, shake it.
Oh, we fist bumped.
Yeah, that was sick.
How sick. We should fist bump more on the pod.
Inadvertent fist bump.
What's that one? The 80 years.
80 years King of Pinkman. That's my favorite. I definitely want to take that guy home.
Yeah, I'll take a. Do you mind if I have that Guy Fieri again?
Yeah, you have to have two Guy Fieris for sure.
I mean,
you can make them 69.
I was going to have them fuck me. Literally.
Like the spit roasting. Be
like,
you're being spit. You're
this
Funko
is Flavor
Pop.
Town.
Is being spit roasted by two.
Literally what I was going to do.
Steve. Oh, what's
now
Steve
that's
Irwin
money.
Yeah. Do I want Steve Irwin? Actually, that's funny. Let's do that. Should we divvy up what we want?
Yeah.
You can have both the hospice Mortys.
No, I think like... There's a hospice I might donate them to.
I would love the Cuphead toys.
Yeah. Well, which ones? There's three.
The figures.
What does that mean? I get this one?
You can have the plush one, sure.
Okay.
And I better take this weird bunny thing home for Tilly. Yeah.
Oh, I'm taking this.
Yeah, all the Mandalorian stuff I figured you would want, so you can have that.
Yeah, that's kind of all I want.
Well, you definitely want the Guillermo del Toro, right?
Oh, yeah. No, because he's... Yeah. Obviously.
That's
I want Guillermo. Do you want Angus? Or?
Yeah, I'll have Angus.
Batman.
You can have John Wick.
Yeah, no, I wanted to. Literally, you're giving me all the ones I wanted.
Okay, great.
Don't forget
your hospice Mortys.
Oh, no, don't forget your hospice Mortys.
No, I insist. You should have both hospice Mortys. That's so great. Why? Who? I mean, sorry, no offense to this great company that has sent us lots and lots of great things, but who in their right mind is going there to be like, oh, fuck yeah, hospice Morty. It's what if Morty from Rick and Morty was a dying old man and was like, it's like, imagine this on your shirt. It looks like Tommy Dassler.
Okay, now I want it. Damn, I didn't realize I made one of him. These are weird, huh?
The horror ones? Yeah, they're kind of cool. I'll take the Freddy Krueger. I love the Krugs.
Well, I am the juggalo of us too.
And that's definitely... You love drinking... What's the...
Fago. Yeah, Fago.
Do
you want Deadmau5?
So before we cross the payform, I'll take Deadmau5 and MTV guy maybe.
Well, MTV guy's a little slice.
I'll take him out of the box. It's fine. It looks sick. I kind of like MTV moon person.
Yeah, it's a vibe.
I could say it's Daft Punk and put instead of MTV it says RIP.
3, 4, 5, 6. All right, I gotta take another one.
No,
that's fine.
No, you can.
Do you want MTV or Deadmau5?
Hold on, what have we counted?
Just counted the actual Funkos. One, two.
Oh, you
three, four.
What about the other shit?
Well, I mean, you've got one of those too.
This only child.
Oh, wait, no. This is one of your jokers.
You better weigh it all. We've got the Mandalorian guy.
Yeah, but you got, like, capes.
Yeah, you got both of us.
You got, like, you've got children also, so I don't have any.
I have children. You know, I want an even amount for me, an even amount for both of my children, and you and your cat can have a share.
That's not how it works at all.
What have you done, Dave? You split bachelors. Imagine if the podcast is over because we can't agree on how to split the Funko Pops.
No, I'm happy with
evenly.
This. I don't want anything else. You take the MTV. I'm not going to use that.
That's great. You haven't got any of the two Hospice Mortys in your pile.
It's strange. I keep going back to yours.
You've got this one too.
Oh, what's that one? Oh, yeah, that's fine. I'm happy now.
Yeah, yeah, don't worry. You've got plenty, mate.
I'm easy to please. Yo, I got another free pizza. Oh, I think I've already spoken about that on the pod. I covered that last week. Yeah. Just going through the
month. I don't think you've talked about free pizzas for like a month.
Yeah, I got another free one that were late again. Life hack, order pizza on a Friday night. And if they don't show up in 13 minutes, you get a free one. Dude, and they never do.
I didn't tell you. On Sunday, I was really tired.
Yeah.
And I almost crashed the car with my entire family in it. Because I was looking really closely at the new McDonald's logo on one of the McDonald's. It's like a minimalist McDonald's logo some restaurants. All it is just the yellow M and then a red stripe beneath it and then their pole beneath it. And it looks really good at night.
Where'd you see it? We should go there right now.
It's one near my house. We can go there next week. I know you said you want to do Pancakes on the Rocks
next
Wednesday.
It's like a tour. McDonald's. Like this?
Yeah.
Fuck me. That's nice.
So legitimately, dude, I bashed them. There's no 24 hours underneath it. It's just
that's gorgeous,
plain, really
isn't
minimal.
It?
Yeah. Oh. And dude, I bashed the tire into the gutter and Archie was like, "What was that?"
Did you go?
I was like, I'm so
straight away.
I was like, "Siri, play sicko mode."
Siri, play sicko mode. Brown. I was wearing my Travis Scott shirt, one of them, when I was at the Art Gallery, the National Gallery of Australia.
Yeah.
And the like dude serving me is like, someone that says like, "I ordered the Travis Scott meal."
Oh, I know.
And he's like, "Huh, who's Travis Scott?" And I'm like, "Oh, you could say he's an artist." And he's like, "Oh, what's his meal like?" And I was like, I was remembering like Nintendo, like the Wii U announced, and I was like, it wasn't so much a revolution as it was an evolution. And I was like, it was a great description of his meal, and the guy by the end of it was like, "Well, this is great."
Should we send these Hospice Mortys to Tommy?
Absolutely,
that'd be great,
because we know he doesn't listen to this, and just don't say who it's from.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, Hospice Tommy.
So good.
Yeah, so WandaVision before the end of the episode and go over to PayFam territory. If you haven't watched the latest episode of WandaVision, and you worry about spoilers, we're going straight into spoiler town. So
shit, I thought we were 20 minutes in.
Nah, bro, it's been
so good at podcasting.
It's been a perfect episode. Are you kidding me with all these props?
Yo, you guys want these episodes being this good? Send us boxes of stuff
to argue about and splitting up.
Yeah.
Imagine
have
if
you seen my Grogu's almost complete?
Lego Grogu. Can't see, where's his head? He's not.
Well, I said
complete.
Almost complete.
You've made his clothes.
That's the like, you know, Lego. They leave the fucking the I'm trying to think of a good allegory. They leave the
best to last.
They leave the torch of the Lady Liberty to last. You know what I mean?
Fucking hell.
That's what they do.
Yeah.
So. But I've got one bag to go. It's like a 6-bag build.
Right.
So it's like the final thing is the head. I've got the hands. I've got everything.
Me and Archie did the Disney train station.
Oh, man. I bought the Sesame Street ideas today.
Oh, fuck, dude. How much
it's on
you pay
sale.
For it?
$169.
With shipping?
Yeah.
How much? Like, including shipping?
Yeah.
Where from?
I'll tell you off mic.
Okay. I'll get that
yeah,
like
I ordered
now.
It. Yeah, I ordered it. Noon got it because I mentioned it that I wanted to get it and then he went and got it.
I'm desperate for it.
And it's $169 because on the side it's like $199.
Yeah.
Dude, it's so good. It has fucking Slimy and everything.
Oh, I can't wait.
It's
fuck,
sick.
Man,
I'm like such
it.
A mother.
Tell where you get it from, homie.
I actually don't remember. Like, that's what I mean. I'll go to my...
Because I saw it was on...
It's Metro something.
It was on the Toys or Metro Boomin.
Yeah, youngmetro.com.
Young Slime. Don't touch
Young Slime. Oh, it's called Metro Hobbies.
Metro Hobbies. Okay.
But cool. I mean like...
And it was no shipping?
No shipping. It was one...
Because I found it's been...
Dude,
it's $169 been reduced.
Shipping. Nothing.
Dude, that's sick. Okay, yeah. I'm buying that today.
It was like 30% off.
Very exciting.
Wild as hell. Yeah, I'm vibing for that. I love that. That's such a... And it's 18 plus as well, which I love. It's fucking Big Bird's on it.
Adults only Big Bird. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great set.
It's so fucking good.
Yeah. I'm definitely getting that and not the NES one.
It's keep, way better
I'm
than the NES,
the NES
one.
Store, I'm like,
my friend got the NES one and someone was like just spinning it a bit too much, like not too violently, and it now no longer works, like the spinning motion.
Oh, bizarre.
And he was like, oh, I don't get it. It's kind of like
R.I.P.
dull.
Yeah, it is a lot of gray. I'm against all those Star Wars sets that are just like tons of gray blocks.
Ships, yeah. Every Imperial ship.
But yeah, that Disney Lego train station was like, I think it was 18 bags. That's a big set.
Yeah, that's huge.
Yeah, it was so big, man.
That's so big. It doesn't even look like it would be that big.
Yeah, I'll show you. We've got it on.
Look, I've seen the box, but I mean, it doesn't strike me as 18 bags.
Well, it's like a four-carriage train.
Right.
Then the train tracks, which weren't... Oh, they don't even... That's a separate box the train shit in it. And then it's like a two-story train station. Good set.
Hey, 666.
That's your Guillermo del Toro number for the Funko Pop. Hey, speaking of 666, WandaVision, baby. Mephisto. Not in this episode, probably not in any of these episodes.
Yeah, grow up, you babies.
Episode 7 of 9 aired the other night, and we got the big reveal of one of the villains of this series. We found out that it was Agatha all along.
And if you were surprised, you're an idiot.
I think Catherine Hahn just chewing the scenery rules.
She's been my favorite thing in this show since its first episode. Just, she is like a comedy actor, obviously. She was in like Parks and Rec. She's in The Office, I think, right?
I remember her doing stuff in that weird HBO Funny or Die show. She had like, there was some great
she's
things
so
in that.
Funny.
Brett Gelman did his version of Cats.
Yeah, Gelman.
And you can't get it anywhere. Mm. If anyone could pirate the Funny or Die Presents
Gelman's
HBO show
I
for
love
me.
Brett Gelman.
It has one of the best segments of all time.
She was so
Brett
weird.
Gelman's
Brett Gelman
Cats.
Is in the final episode of Mad Men, just like as an extra, not talking.
That's
like
great.
At like one of the most like pivotal scenes of the series.
Oh, that was like as I was going through all the new Star content.
Yeah,
they have don't trust the bee in apartment.
Oh
whatever,
yeah,
the Jessica Jones
with James Van Der Beek, right?
Yeah, you know who is in like. In the thumbnails for like three different episodes is Eric
Jamie
Andre.
Kennedy? Oh wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's just weird seeing him like I guess in a normal show.
A scripted show.
Not like
where he plays
not sweating and like
yeah, not yeah. like screaming or breaking things. Oh man, a trailer for his new movie's out. It's like a Jackass-esque movie, I think.
I saw the trailer that came out last year. Is there a new one or?
Yeah. Cool. It's like a Jackass type of movie, right? Like him doing stunts on the street and shit, like interacting with the public.
Do you have any thoughts on where WandaVision is gonna go in these last two episodes? Because we got like the big thing
so
for
two
this
more.
For me, yeah, was the Monica Rambeau getting her powers.
That was going to happen. I'm glad that happened.
I thought it was cool. I like that. Like, we don't really know what they can do yet, but I like that well, she's able to like.
How did it happen? Because she kept going through
attack.
The hex.
Yeah, which is you know kind of clunky, but whatever, it works.
It's really. Does that mean everyone has those powers?
Well, I guess if you go through the hex more than once, and so far she's the only one that has.
Right.
So the third time she went through. She,
wait,
her,
so the first time she
body
went through
rewrote itself.
She went through in the first episode we saw from her point of view and she got spat out immediately, right?
No, that was when she was in
she
the
got
show.
Sucked in. Then why did she go back in? Oh, she went in again like in 70s mode and was like, come with me.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right.
And she got sucked.
How did she sneak in again? Or did she go in?
She just
because
like
they asked
jumped
her to.
In there and it rewrote. Yep, her
so
in,
the
yeah,
so the third time she went in, so she's magic now. So why did, yeah. It was kind of weird how she was walking through and you just heard like lines from Captain Marvel.
I guess it was like pivotal moments from her life.
That have happened to be in other movies.
Yeah.
Which is the only one other movie.
It was kind of a bit like Rey in Force Awakens.
Yeah.
But it worked. It was fine.
Yeah, it was fine.
But I wonder if, yeah, on that note, if because like there's rumors that they've hinted at that there's going to be a Luke Skywalker-esque cameo in the final episode. I think they're just alluding to like an Avenger is going to show up in this in the final episode. And what's his name? Who plays Vision again? Paul Bettany. He said that it's an actor that he hasn't worked with before. So if it is an Avenger, I think it would make sense that it's Captain Marvel making a cameo. That's my prediction.
Okay.
Because we know. Okay.
Well, okay.
Not what you expect.
No, that is what you expect. Expecting. She's got the link to Rambo.
And Robert, that actor is going to be in Captain Marvel 2.
Yeah.
And I think it would make sense as maybe even like a post-credit bit.
Yeah.
If we are going to see Monica Rambeau be a big part of like the big showdown between
Agatha.
Wanda and Agatha or whoever else Agatha is working alongside. I'm not convinced that she's entirely evil yet.
Yeah, I'm also wondering, is she just like a witch?
Yeah,
like
exactly.
A Doctor Strange type of
she's like
warlock
ambiguous in the comics for the most part anyway. So
yeah, I'm curious.
I'm fine either way. As long as like we get Catherine Hines chewing scenery, I'm into it.
I just want her in the MCU after this as
her
well.
Cackle is so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This episode, I loved... I did what I was hoping they would do with the 2010s, like the
Modern Family, Office.
Oh, yeah. Kind of, the theme song was just the US Office theme song, basically, just alternate notes, and it was so good.
She was literally playing Claire from Modern Family,
totally,
like for the like first half of the episode,
exactly. Yeah, it was great.
It was good. Like, I think,
Vision doing it was great.
Yeah,
and just
being
like, what am I? Why am I talking to you?
And like standing up and bashing his head on the microphone.
I really love that shit.
I love the Agatha all along reveal, and it cuts through all the different eras. Yeah. And she was
that
like,
was so good
when she's like
her in the audience shushing at the show, like at the talent show.
Yeah, and shushing at the camera.
Yeah, in the when she was directing the interviews. Yeah,
and that killed Sparky too.
That was good.
yeah,
that really hit me. Since I have my dog's Sparky's ashes 2 rooms away.
Yeah, you based a fashion show around it.
I did.
Yeah,
and you made a mix.
That's right. All right.
Well, look. Speaking of mixes, let's fade down the mics.
Yep, that's right.
I told you there'd be a seg by the end
beautiful
of it.
Beautiful segue. We're going to go.
Not a sentence you wouldn't say in Canberra. You'd say beautiful e-scooter. Not beautiful segue.
Okay, of course.
My beautiful dark twisted e-scooter.
And that's a beautiful callback.
It is.
So we're going to hit stop on the Hey Fam record and hit start on the
Hit
Pay
stop
Fam
on
record.
Hey Fam, take our dicks out and then hit start on Pay
with
Fam.
Our dicks.
Yeah.
That's how we hit the record button.
After we see how anatomically correct these Funko Pops really are.
Especially the Steve Irwin one.
Well, yeah, it's
scientists
alive.
For many years have wondered how long is Steve Irwin's dick. And using the powers of this Funko Pop. It's crazy. He's holding like a little crocodile.
Yeah.
But I digress. It's the end of Hey Fam. It's been a beautiful episode. Why not hear another beautiful episode of me and Angus talking about...
Your bank account's looking a $5 a little too... You know, you're at that point...
$5 too heavy.
You're about that point where you're starting to look a little show-offy with that extra $5 in there. Why don't you... Sorry, $5 US. Why don't you... why don't you just slam that over at the website, patreon.com/heyfam.
Very good for remembering.
Normally, no, it is. I always...
You normally talk over when I say it.
No.
So I'm surprised you remember what
well,
it is.
Well, I've, bought that Sesame Street thing.
So if you sign up to our Patreon, not only do you get a bonus episode of Hey Fam every single week, it's an hour long, it's called Pay Fam. It's as long as the one you just listened to, an extra full Hey Fam episode. You also get access to our wonderful Discord community. And for just $5 a month, you get to talk about everything we talk about on the show in a very, very well-managed, excellent group of people.
Great. Everyone is good.
A lot of other perks in our Patreon. If you're lucky, maybe Angus will date you.
Maybe.
It's patreon.com/heyfam. Come and join us, $5 a month. And we'll see you in the next episode, in which we are going to be complaining about Nintendo for at least an hour. Doesn't that sound lovely?
I know, I'd sign up for it.
Patreon.com/heyfam. See you next time, everybody. Enjoy your morning.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.